KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 75 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today, with the high around 90 and a heat index around 102, winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, a bill that passed the legislature with overwhelming bipartisan support has become a flashpoint into the debate over how schools should start this month. The bill, which is now law, said Iowa schools should develop plans for a rigorous online course or courses. But the law goes on to say that unless Governor Reynolds grants an exception, a school shall not take action to provide instruction primarily through remote learning.
We might have to go online temporarily, and we need to be ready to do that. But I believe that we should all do everything we can to get our kids back in school.
That's Governor Kim Reynolds. Democrats like Senator Herman Quirnbach of Ames say the law gives the governor authority to grant exceptions, and she's just choosing to override local decision makers.
She could have given local school boards the authority to say our local conditions warrant us going 100% online. She did not do that. They're playing defense. They've made a bad decision. They've gotten a lot of bad feedback on it.
Quirnbach says as school officials and parents criticize the new guidelines for when schools may shift to online instruction, the governor is trying to shift the blame onto the legislature by citing this new law.
If she were confident that she had made the right decision, she would just simply stand up and take credit for it.
Republican Senator Pat Grassley of New Hartford said the criticism is off base.
And it seems like all that's going on right now is just political rhetoric attacking the governor. Why don't we focus that same amount of energy on how we're going to make sure we can return to school and educate our kids in a responsible manner? Because I will tell you, out here in rural Iowa, where I go across my district and have conversations with people, there's an expectation from the parents to have their kids back at school.
Republican Senator Amy Sinclair says the governor is following the plain text of the law.
I don't know why this is being used other than to make political hay. We should all be working together, school districts, legislators, governor's office, executive branch departments. We should all be working together to find the best way to educate all of Iowa's children.
Sinclair, who is from Allerton, is the chair of the Senate Education Committee. Although the COVID-19 pandemic has made a mess out of many Iowans' retirement plans, a study by an investment advising firm shows the average Iowans' retirement savings balance dropped from $423,000 in January to $367,000 at the end of March. That's a 13% drop in over 3 months. Michelle Brownstein, Vice President of Private Client Services at Personal Capital, says several factors are at play.
One may be cost of living. So if someone lives in a more expensive area, they may not be saving as much for retirement. There also may be population differences. If there's a slightly older population in a particular area, they may have saved a bit more than areas that skew a little bit younger from a demographic standpoint.
The firm's report shows Iowa ranks 12th out of the 50 states for the highest retirement savings average. As of June 30th, the average retirement balance for Iowans was a little over $415,000, according to the report. Still, Brownstein says it's more important to compare how your own account looks versus how Iowa ranks against other states.
Are you personally on track to reach your goals? Because if, for example, I live somewhere really expensive or really inexpensive, to maintain my lifestyle in retirement, it's going to take a different amount of money once I get there to keep my lifestyle in the same format that I've become accustomed to.
Looking at your 401k balance daily can drive you nuts, she says, and it may be smarter to only check on it occasionally, as it should be an investment plan designed for decades, not day-to-day.
The trick is to make sure that you have a great long-term strategy in place that you can stick to, because it's tempting when there's volatility in the market or just heightened uncertainty in a given period to want to make changes to try and control things that you don't actually have control over. You and I don't control the market as much as we might want to.
What you can control are things like the amount of risk you're comfortable with, the goals you're setting for retirement, and your individual savings patterns over time. The Personal Capital Survey found 89% of respondents said they're worried about the financial impact COVID-19 is having on their retirement. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley will pay a visit to Atlantic on Thursday, August 20th. The senator will be in town as part of his 99-county tour, and he'll visit from 9:45 until 10:45 a.m. at the Rock Island Depot, outside, between the depot and Carriage House. Residents in the business community are encouraged to attend and bring their questions and concerns on any topic, including the current business climate and plans that Congress has to address concerns. Face coverings are highly encouraged when social distancing is not possible. Again, that'll be on Thursday, August 20th from 9:45 until 10:45 a.m. Well, President Trump's idea of giving his acceptance speech for the Republican nomination for president from the White House has drawn some criticism. Republican Senator Joni Ernst was asked about it during a conference call late this week with reporters.
I really think it should be done in Des Moines, Iowa. That makes total sense to me. We're a state that would largely support Trump, and of course, we could really use that economic boom. You know, just send President Trump in and we'll... find a place for him to give his acceptance speech.
Another reporter asked Ernst again after her first answer.
Well, certainly, I don't think he should accept it from the White House, and I don't think he will.
Ernst was also asked about when another federal coronavirus relief package may get done. She says Democrats don't want to negotiate and cited the extension of the Federal Unemployment Act as an example.
We offered them the opportunity for a short-term expansion of benefits so that we could continue negotiating. Chuck Schumer just flat out said no. He rejected it. No. Meaning either, you know, the heck with it, we're not going to negotiate, or he just simply wanted to throw us into chaos.
Ernst says nothing can happen if Democrats don't want to discuss the issue.
You know, if they don't come forward with reasonable offers, counter offers, it's hard to negotiate, and we're not going to negotiate against ourselves. You know, we want to know what's important to them.
Ernst is from Red Oak and is running for her second term in the U.S. Senate. More than 6,700 people filed unemployment claims last week in Iowa, and the number of continuing claims is nearing 105,000, a decrease of more than 5,000 from the previous week. Iowa Workforce Development says there were 6,765 claims for unemployment insurance in the week ending August 1st, and that benefit payments totaled more than $29.9 million for the week. Manufacturing had the highest number of claims with more than 1,400. Federal pandemic unemployment compensation benefits ended on July 25th, which means the $600 weekly additional benefit stopped and claimants will see a decrease in their benefits. However, laid-off workers in Iowa may be eligible for state extended benefits. A consumer alert is being issued for Iowans to avoid using certain types of face masks that are being sold using deceptive claims which may not offer protection from COVID-19. Lynn Hicks, a spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's Office, said they're asking stores to remove the masks from shelves that are labeled as KN-95 stereo protective masks.
What that KN indicates is that it has not met U.S. safety standards. It's manufactured in China. And despite the name, many of those masks do not offer 95% protection.
The masks are advertised as protective, which Hicks says is misleading. The packaging also contains confusing and nonsensical content, such as use funny melt-blown filter material, and children under 3 have a low vital capacity and are not recommended. Some masks are priced at $12.99 for a pack of 2, while other KN95 masks are on Amazon, sell for about $3 a piece.
We've gotten some complaints about price gouging, and then just to make sure that people understand that the price gouging rule is still in effect during the public health emergency. If people see things that they think are out of line, they can certainly report it to our office and we'll check it out.
The masks were being sold in at least 5 stores, including Iowa-based Hy-Vee, which Hicks says has agreed to remove the masks from shelves. While most Iowans don't need the N95 level of mask, for those who do, this is an important purchase.
If you're a medical professional who really needs what's known as an N95 mask, or if you are going to be around people who have COVID, then it could be dangerous.
He knows the CDC does not recommend the general public wear N95 respirator masks, as they're considered critical supplies reserved for healthcare workers and other first responders. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.